Happy Friday, everybody.
Yay! We did it. We worked all week.
Can't believe that. What's up with that?
That's how we are. We're team players.
Right. And we want a paycheck.
Well, that's true.
Is that part of it?
And we have a 30-year mortgage.
Yes, we do. So there isn't anything getting around that.
Nope.
Well, it feels good, doesn't it, though? Man, thanks for taking us along early Friday morning as we help you into the weekend, and we'll do this thing together. Mostly sunny. It's going to be beautiful this weekend. We're looking at a high today of about 80 degrees, and we're going to be into the mid-80s pretty much for the weekend, and even into Monday. Now, there is a change coming again. We'll feel that fall probably around Wednesday when they're talking about the highs being about 66 degrees again.
Wow. So.
But enjoy just a picture-perfect weekend for you. Enjoy the beautiful fall leaves here in Utah. This weekend is going to be just prime.
Leaf-peeping weather.
Leaf-peeping weather for you. So you can go and peep at the Leafs and not even be thrown in jail for it. Unless for some reason you start touching the leaves and the stems.
Look, but don't touch.
If you start touching the stems of the leaves, then it's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Stay away.
54 and clear downtown.
It's Lady A on the Z. And boy, you're going to hear a lot of music from some artists today and stuff. We just heard from Scotty McCreery. Which is hitting the stage tomorrow night for this weekend. Young Living Family Farms, Low Cash tonight down there, also for Young Living Family Farms. Lady A in concert tonight at USANA. There's a lot going on. Carly Pierce, Nico Moon, Tania Lartz, all performing out there at the USANA. So, boy. And still more chances for you to win tickets to that concert for tonight.
Hope you caught yesterday's 3:40 p.m. ticket tag winner. We've got another pair to give away at 7:40, 11:40, and even as late as 3:40 this afternoon. We're going to give away another pair to tonight's show out at USANA. Like Dave said, it is the Lady A What a Song Can Do tour, and it's packed with talent. Four acts on the stage. Nico Moon, Carly Pierce, Tennille Arts, and Lady A.
There you go.
So join us for that. We've also got the Instant Cash Song of the Day, another $1,000 going out the door today. We'll tell you what the Instant Cash Song of the Day is at 7 a.m. It will play in the 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. It's your chance to grab some free cash from the Z.
My gosh, and a lot of Disneyland stuff on the way, too. If that's not enough, we have Disneyland sprinkled in there, too. We're going to be doing adventure stops all through today, and you just mark them down. They're just sort of a fun little one-sentence, pretty much, adventure stop. Write them down at 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. Again, I know that this is tough to remember all these different times, but basically we got something going on just about every single hour. So
7:30 this morning, we give that next four-pack away, and then we'll start again at 8 a.m. with new attractions and give away another four-pack Monday morning at 7:30.
Today is punctuation day, so pay attention to your period.
Always. Always.
Always.
Yes. It's when it's time to eat grandma. It's time to eat, comma, grandma.
Wife has a shirt just like that, as a matter of fact, and it's kind of fun too. Yes, punctuation is everything. Commas, question marks, semicolons, periods, all this kind of stuff. Do you have a pet peeve? Punctuation that kind of just is like, oh, come on. Use punctuation here. Now, because you're a grammar Nazi.
Just your, and your, there, and there.
Yeah.
It's just Y-O-U apostrophe R-E and Y-O-U-R.
Just an easy way for you to remember, at least for me to remember, is that I just spell it out.
Just say
or
you
I just
are.
Say it out. You are.
If you're not sure.
You're right. And if it makes sense. You know, like you are or we are, we, or wait, what's another example? They are. So, you know, you just kind of spell it out in a sentence or say it out in a sentence. And then it's like, oh, yeah, that's the apostrophe R-E one.
Yeah.
You know, kind of helps you. Anyway, but we all make mistakes, except for Deb.
No, I do all the time. I'm very mistake prone.
Love
Carly Price will be here tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, two mistakes in your whole life.
Oh no, many.
Nicole Pikus Pace and
oh, many other of many more mistakes besides that.
Hey, it's Love Note Day today.
Oh,
it's a good day to leave somebody a love note. And if you've already left the house, maybe you could do a little love note text.
A love text.
Yeah. So get that in order. Now, Native American Day. Shout out to all of our Native Americans, better known as Indians. They don't mind being called that because that's what they are. I mean, they, you know, I've, at least the ones that I've talked to aren't usually offended by that. Just seems like the whole rest of the world's offended at everything else. National Cherries Jubilee Day.
Okay.
And then today actually marks the 30th anniversary of the release of Nirvana's Nevermind album, which is probably first and foremost on everybody's mind. Oh, yeah, today, oh, that's yeah, right, Nirvana.
30th, yeah.
Yeah, the 30th anniversary wow. of Nirvana. Hey, some of the best cities for in America for coffee coming up. And how many of us are actually doing our dream job from our childhood? This is just one of the many stellar comments that we have lined up for you, and content, not comments. Maybe you'll have some stellar comments to put in on it, but we're trying to come up with something, and if you can come up with anything better, call us. 801-570-5767. Jameson Rogers along with Luke Combs there, and a cold beer calling my name. And if it's not a cold beer calling your name, what would it be? What's calling your name for this weekend, for a Friday or for
Sleep
this weekend?
Is calling my name.
My bed is calling my
yeah,
name.
Yeah, my
right?
bed.
Man, I think most of us can agree on that. What else is calling your name? How about just a little... You time. Just a little you time, you time, you time. Or me time, as you might refer to it as. That's what the weekends are kind of all about. If we have a chance, spend a little bit of just time for ourselves. Whether we just kind of sit and chill and do nothing. Sometimes those are that's a nice weekend as well. Coming up here, we got our Pledge of Allegiance. And we do that around 6:35 Monday through Friday. The reason I bring it up is we are grateful for our military, aren't we? I think most of us can say this, and how grateful we are for all of our military, all of our past, present military, our, you know, obviously our veterans, our, you know, first responders, and just everybody, even along the front lines of all of our great pandemic stuff that's going on. Well, we're also going to be grateful for the military, too, because they have a special little way to have you fall asleep within a couple of minutes. Now, I don't have too much trouble falling asleep. It's just staying asleep. If they've got a solution for that, usually if I hit the pillow, I'm out within a few minutes, and that's usually not my issue. But
you just can't stay asleep.
I just can't stay asleep. And it's but, again... Put that all aside. This is kind of cool. So here's what they've done.
It's a military trick supposed to help you fall asleep in 2 minutes. More meant for airplanes, long car rides, but it works in bed too. And it's all about relaxing muscles one at a time. So here are the four steps.
Relax in your seat, or in this case, in your bed. Now, it sounds like a no-brainer, right? If you're sitting, put both feet flat on the ground and your hands on your lap. Almost like you're dead. then take slow, deep breaths and focus on relaxing every muscle in your face, then your forehead, then your cheeks, then your mouth, and jaw go limp.
Okay. This is making me very relaxed.
What did you say?
Relax your upper body. Let your shoulders drop. Relax your neck. Starting with your dominant side. Let your biceps, forearms, hands, and fingers relax.
Oh, my gosh. Sounds so... Should we put this all together? Same thing with your lower body. Tell your thighs to relax. Or just think it. Then move down to your calves, ankles, and feet. Do one leg at a time.
This is a military thing? Wow. Clear your, and then the last step, clear your mind for 10 seconds. Just like meditation, focus on your breathing. You should be asleep or close to sleep by then.
thank you so much for taking us along. Utah's number one for relaxation and the soft sounds of Utah.
Happy Friday.
Z104. People are thinking, is this for real? How long are you guys going to carry? How long are you guys going to carry this on? So, all right, let's wake up with a little bit of coffee, shall we? What do you think America is now? Seattle, right? I mean, don't we say think Seattle when it comes to coffee? I mean, Seattle has their own brand, right? If you're going to be comparing coffee, there's research done now that looked at the best cities in America for coffee. They compared 100 of the largest U.S. cities across 12 metrics, including number of coffee shops. Freak. Coffee shops. I need it. Did you make a pot of coffee?
Yeah, I've got the coffee brewing in the back there, Dave.
Coffee shops and roasters, the amount of coffee drinkers, the average prices in the area, and local coffee-related events. What happened is I got so relaxed off that last little segment that I...
Your mouth wasn't working.
Yeah.
In the end... Portland, Oregon came in first, followed by San Francisco.
Then Seattle.
Orlando.
Pittsburgh.
Honolulu.
Tampa.
Miami.
San Diego.
And Boston. Of the 100 cities they looked at, Santa Ana in Orange County, California is last.
Dead last. Rest of the bottom five, Raleigh, North Carolina, St. Petersburg, Florida, Anchorage, Alaska, and Virginia Beach, Virginia. If you're looking to get into the coffee business... Santa Ana might be a potential opportunity. Despite coming in last, it does have the highest percentage of adult coffee drinkers of all the cities they considered.
Wow.
Go figure. They've popped up all over the place here in Utah. We've got, I don't want to start naming them, but there's all those little shacks. And
Dutch Brothers was all the rave, and they're popping up all over.
Yeah.
People seem to love the Dutch Brothers. Everybody has their favorite coffee place, though. Beans and Brews, I've heard, is good. There's a little one just off 89, and it's just this cute little, it's almost like a mobile home up in the Layton off 89. Yeah. I can't remember what it's called, but I have friends that absolutely love that place. I ride my bike past it all the time, but I can't remember what it's called. Sorry. But, you know, everybody has their favorite little coffee stop. And I've heard McDonald's is good.
I mean... I've even heard people say, you know, that 7-Eleven has a great coffee, you know, Maverick has a great coffee. Yeah, I mean, anyway, it's all on what your personal preference is. I have to kind of sweeten this stuff up and cream it up, and I don't know. It seems I have to make it basically into a milkshake.
Right. Yes.
And then it's I love the smell of coffee.
Equal parts creamer and sugar.
Right. And then a little, about 2 tablespoons of coffee.
And it's grounds for coffee. Thank you for reminding me. Yeah, I have friends that just say that is the best place to get coffee. And it really is a kind of I don't want to say a dive, but it's a little cute little mobile home. Has a little patio area.
We call them little dives, but it's just a little nook in the...
And they're working around all this 89 construction and staying in business.
Right. Good for them.
Black Rifle Coffee, I've heard, is good. And they're putting up new stores everywhere.
Isn't that a beautiful song?
It sure is.
I bet a lot of people would love to hear the whole thing. Yes, we are going to play the whole thing. We just wanted to kind of get you in the mood for our Pledge of Allegiance, sort of set the tone. Call our studio line at 801-570-5767. We roll out the pledge at 6:35, and that's what time it is, Monday through Friday here. Another way for you to do it here, and in case you're not familiar with our app, you might want to go and grab our app. It's sort of fun. A lot of people listen to us all the way across the country and the world, and you just pull up our Z104 app wherever you grab your apps. It's free and it's fun. And there's a little section on there that you can listen to us live, obviously. And there's also another little tab that you can click on that says open mic section there. It's a little open mic. That's where you can go and record. It gives you a little bit of a 30-second window to go ahead and record what you'd like to say to us, whether it is something that you would like to engage in a comment on something that we're talking about on the air, or in this particular case, record the Pledge of Allegiance. Morning, the Z. What's your name?
Dana Bartle.
How are you, Dana?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Very
good.
Nice.
Good. What are you doing today?
Well, inventory.
Oh, fun. What are you counting?
A whole lot of concrete.
Concrete?
Oh.
Now, is concrete still in short supply?
Surprisingly for us, it hasn't. And we've been able to get our materials fairly easy. I've heard that for ready mix companies, it's been on short supply, but for us, we haven't really had a problem.
Okay.
Now, if you had some concrete to do in your own driveway or yard or whatever, would you do it yourself or would you call someone?
I'd do it myself. I am very picky when it comes to my work.
And
I would definitely handle it myself.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's just like it's like the plumber at home, you know, like, well, I'll get to it, you know, and then you just never get around to it. That's awesome. Deb's in, if you have any hints or tips, you know, Deb might need a little help there. So I think she's going to pour a little concrete one of these days.
Yeah, I might have to do my own.
Yeah. But so you just do the wheelbarrow thing.
I actually do, We do what they call an SCC, which is like it's very, very liquidy concrete. Like it's nothing you would pour in your driveway.
And what's that used for?
We precast everything we build.
Okay,
so everything is built in the shop, and then we send it out on trucks.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, I got you.
Nice.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want the liquidy stuff. It just run all over the place.
Why don't you precast me a trailer pad?
And then just accidentally drop it off in her yard where she has it marked.
I'll give you my address.
There you go.
All right, Dana, thanks so much for calling, helping us out with our Pledge of Allegiance. Happy Friday to you. Hope you have an amazing weekend and have a chance
you
to kind
too.
Of take a breather. It's all yours, bud.
Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American. I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Very nice. Lee Greenwood, God Bless the USA, with Dana right before that, helping us out with the Pledge of Allegiance, who is taking inventory today. So bless you as well. All the hardworking people out there, and thank you. That was very well said and very well done, and always such a great start to the day. So take a look at your phone, and if you can safely do it. Okay, first of all, I know that this is a little bit of a sidetrack here, but the UDOT electric sign this morning says 60% of you do not know where your car seats are, have misplaced your car seat.
It says are used improperly is yours.
It says improperly?
Yeah.
60%. Well, mine must have had some lights out. it was weird. I could not understand it. I looked at it and I'm like, what?
It says 60% of car seats are used improperly is yours. Question mark.
I thought it said missed. Have you missed yours?
Or misused.
Misused. Yeah.
Maybe for brevity on the sign, but
maybe that's it.
They're just saying, and you've seen those campaigns before where they have somebody that knows what they're doing show you on the news how to properly buckle your kid in,
right.
Buckle the seat in. 60%. That's kind of
crazy.
Yeah,
I read it wrong then. I thought it was like 60% of your car seats are missed. And then it says, is yours? And I'm like, missed? It must have said misused.
It must have said misused.
Misused.
Yeah.
So I was looking at it. 60% of the car seats are missed. And I'm like, is yours? And I'm like, well, no. I think I got one, but it's not with me right now. Anyway, so my point is that don't be too distracted here by your phone. We're not trying to encourage any kind of looking at your phone while you're trying to drive here. But if the next time you do look at your phone and pay attention to it, how many of those little red dot circles do you have? Now, I don't know if this happens on Androids. Do they do the same thing?
I think so.
But how many of those little red dots do you have that says how many unread messages do you have, text messages, and how many unread emails?
Two and two.
I think mine are mostly cleared out now, unless we just... Yeah, I cleared all mine out this morning. Made sure that everything... Because it kind of drives me crazy.
I had a couple I didn't want to handle yesterday, so I didn't answer them.
You just let it forward on?
Yeah.
But to me, man, when I see that little, I don't know what it is, but I do not like seeing those little red dots.
I don't like them either. They stress me out. I'm like, I got stuff I got to do.
So for some reason, I just go in and it's like, I got to clear this thing out. So a new poll found that 43% of Americans currently have unread texts that they are ignoring, and most of them are not spam. Believe it or not. So the average person has 47 unread texts. 56% of those are from friends and family, which is kind of sad, too, because, like, they can wait.
They can wait.
The other 44% are from brands, companies, scammers, stuff like that.
A few more stats from the survey. Unread emails are still far more common than unread texts. 2/3 of us currently have unread emails in our inbox. The average is 1,602 unread emails.
Now, we have done this before where we've actually had people call in and they'll say, oh, yeah, I have 30,000.
Yeah, tens of thousands.
I mean, unbelievable.
Maybe even hundreds of thousands unread emails.
At that point, you just got to give up, right? I mean, once you get past a certain amount of...
You just got to cut bait, start over.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I don't know how you would send my anxiety. Yeah.
I'd just be like, I don't care who I deleted, I'm starting
I'm
over. Because they're
start
not
going to
ever get an answer anyway.
No. About 1/3 of us, 32% of the people said that they have zero unread emails right now.
Okay.
At least when the survey was done.
Texting is still the fastest growing form of communication. 51% of people say they're texting more than they were a year ago. Texting to businesses is coming into play.
Yeah.
Which you can always text us, 801-570-5767.
And the top people that we enjoy getting a text from are our friends and siblings. It's just that we just don't reply. It sounds like a part of the survey is. are our friends and siblings, followed by our parents. So your parents take sort of like backseat a little bit to your friends and
siblings. Oh, it's my mom again. Siblings. The one person we don't want to get a text from, number one person, is our boss. But the poll also found that texting people at work is much more common than it used to be. We have a chain here, and everybody gets in on everything.
Yeah. However, it does kind of stress me out when I get a text just from Don that says, could you give me a call?
Yeah. That, oh. It's like, what could he possibly want?
Holy crap. Okay.
Yes. Jen Griffiths just sent me her inbox, 125,513, 573 drafts, unsent drafts.
Wow.
What the?
A screenshot of it? So like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Yeah. Give up. You just got to cut loose and give up. Start over.
And Bo Warinsky said, I'm driving, and it says 60% of car seats are misused. Are yours?
Yeah.
That's what it says in any laughy face.
Yeah. No, we clarified that. We already clarified that I'm stupid. Why do we have to clarify that I'm stupid twice?
You probably had some lights out.
No. There were lights out.
The lights are on,
yeah,
but nobody's home.
Right. And then the board was also had a light up. No. It for some reason, I just read it that way. I just thought 60% of car seats are missed.
Huh?
Is yours? I don't know. I haven't asked it lately. L. King, Miranda Lambert together on that one called Drunk, and I Don't Want to Go Home.
Man, why am I so sleepy?
It's the end of the week.
Wake up! Wake up!
What have you got to say for yourself?
Thank God it's Friday!
Thank God it's Friday!
It's Friday. We get tired on Fridays.
You're not really much of a morning person.
You know, if it wasn't morning, I would have a drink.
Regardless. Are you ready?
Ready.
Whenever you're ready, I'm all ears.
Let's go!
Yes, please, please, let's go.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
So I don't know if you remember us talking about this here a couple of weeks ago. A Boston high school class had to hire a party bus with a stripper pole.
Oh, yeah.
to take him on a field trip. It was kind of funny, too, because the first stop the bus made was at a bank so students could get stacks of singles.
Single bills.
Single bills. Yeah. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle visiting New York City. Going to be staying in Manhattan, so they keep away from Queens.
I see what you did there.
Hey, it's time now to give out our Instant Cash Song of the Day at 7 o'clock. And that's what we do. We announce our Instant Cash Song of the Day. This is just the announcement of the song, so you don't call right now. And then when you hear this song in the 7 a.m. hours, the 10 a.m. hour, the 1 p.m. hour, and the 4 p.m. hour, that's when you go ahead and give us a call, caller Z, and then you're going to win some cash. The Instant Cash Song of the Day is...
One Mississippi, Kane Brown. The latest single from Kane Brown, One Mississippi, is the song you're listening for. 10 a.m., 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours.
And in about 30 Mississippis, you could possibly get in and dial in and be caller Z on that and win the cash.
Yep, just listen for that song, and when you hear it play, caller Z is the winner.
Here we go. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, go.
Woo!
Who is this?
Christy.
Christy, you got yourself $250.
Woo!
Cash on the spot. You got through as caller Z, and you're winning a part of $1,000 a day.
Yes.
Have you won before, Christy?
Yes, I did yesterday.
Oh, no way.
That's awesome.
Well, we got to hear a few cha-chings then. Go.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Yeah, baby. What are you going to do with $500 so far?
Oh, gosh, I don't know yet.
Well, Christy, you're our latest winner. One Mississippi Kane Brown is the Instant Cash Song of the Day from Z104. It's going to play again. You can do it again today, 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you win again today, you better head straight to Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
you got a good little streak of luck going right there.
Yeah.
But we're happy for you, and that's the beauty of this contest. You're only competing here locally, and you have a chance to just win as many times as you can get through, just like you did. Who's giving away the most cash, Christy?
Z104.
Woohoo! Say woohoo, because I want to make the highlight reel.
Woohoo!
Yeah, okay, good. I said to make that in there just a little bit right there.
Thanks, CJ.
Christy. Now, Christy, if you could make a job, and I say this cautiously because I think some people do. If you could make a job out of winning from radio stations, would you do it?
Yes, only if I had a landline.
So are you getting through on a landline?
No, I'm actually on my cell phone.
Okay.
So that dispels the sometimes the fact that people are saying, well, they all want people that can get through or landlines.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get through on your cell phone yesterday when you won?
Yes, I did.
Oh, see, there you go.
Yeah.
Just proof of it. Now,
yep.
What do you, are you a working mama?
Yeah, I work from home mostly.
Oh, that's cool. What do you do?
I work for the government.
Oh, it's secret then.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those.
FBI.
Yeah. Yeah, I work for them home and I work for the government.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool though. And is that one of those, if you had, okay, I know that you're not probably not going to say this on the air because you, if somebody's listening, they know what you do. But if you, I mean, if you had a choice, is this your dream job?
I don't know.
But you honestly enjoy it.
I don't know. I do enjoy it, yes.
What did you want to be?
I wanted to be a school teacher.
Okay. Let's find out on this list here. Seems like we did this a little ago here, but but we got it again here. They say that 43% of Americans, almost half, claim that they're in their dream job right now.
Or at least one of the jobs they wanted as a kid. Another 19% said they used to have their dream job, but don't anymore.
So we'll start at number 10 here, writer.
Now, it says the average person was 7 years old the first time they knew what their dream job was. 9 is athlete. I want to be like a pro NBA player.
Right. Dancer.
Number 7 is scientist.
Singer or musician. Didn't we all want to just...
Yeah.
Didn't we all pretend to just be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be a singer.
Yeah, I pretty much knew at an early age that was not my calling.
Well, and we still know that.
5 is like...
But once you get the licks of Mother Freedom down on the guitar, you're thinking, oh, I'm pretty sure I could be... I'm pretty sure I could be in a band.
Yeah. Christy, number 5 was teacher.
There it is. Cool. Artist was number 4.
Number 3 is actor or actress.
And then it looks like here lawyer came in at number 2.
And number 1, doctor or nurse. A few more that ranked high were computer programmer, veterinarian, pilot, business owner, and astronaut. Cop, firefighter, radio host, not on the list.
Nah.
I want to be a radio host when I grow up.
Nah. those people. We hear what they do. In fact, I'd like to be one just because they only work 4 hours a day. Yes. Just keep believing that. Hey, I got another question for you, too. Do you mind if you just hang around this morning?
That's fine.
Yeah, because you're just working from home for the government. Who cares?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people out there not so happy with that right now. She's at home working for the government on my tax dollars and
winning cash,
and she's also winning cash and talking on the radio. But that's exactly what we're. It's my fault. I keep asking you stupid questions. Here, what are you done with Christmas shopping? Have you even started Christmas shopping?
No.
All right.
It's the most wonderful time.
Oh, doesn't that give you just the warm fuzzies? Think about how, you know, when we had that nice little chilly
anxiety.
Really?
Yeah, money. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Oh, my gosh. Not here, man. Oh, man.
A new poll.
I'm not even thinking about the money part of it or the presents.
That's all Christmas is.
No, it's not. There's much. It's the spirit of the season, Deb. It has nothing to do with presents. You know that the present that we get.
Not in the real world, Dave. It's all about what are we going to get who.
We celebrate the birth of Jesus,
Deb. Oh, my gosh.
And that's what it's all about.
Okay. Well, a new poll found that people that are shopping for Christmas gifts, 16% of us, 1 in 6, have already started shopping for the holidays.
Yeah.
Another 14% plan to start in October.
28% said we're going to start in November.
15% not until December. Now, that includes all the men in the United States of America.
Yep. So it includes 3% of Americans who won't buy anything until the week of Christmas. Now, there you go, man. You're twice as likely as women to wait until the very last minute. Twice as likely, which sometimes can be actually pretty good. You can snag some pretty good deals if you just wait till that last minute. I'm just going to justify it. A lot of times when we get our Christmas shopping done early, like early, we'll hide it away and then we forget about it.
I forget, or I'm like, no, I shouldn't have got that for them. I got to get them something different. Anyway. So I like to be up against the pressure cooker of about a week or two out, and then I know I've got a timely gift, something they'll like.
See, but there you go.
That's
just like a man.
Kind of. Although I usually have the family party early in December, and then that's kind of my whole Christmas is the family party.
Yeah, you kind of. That's when most everybody exchanges everything. But interestingly enough, though, 1 in 6 people have already started their holiday shopping. Has anyone seen Christmas items in stores yet?
I saw a picture this morning. I think it was. It didn't say from where. I think it was from Lowe's. Somebody said, "My gosh, why don't they just leave them up all year round?
Yeah,
we haven't even had Halloween yet." And I'm not bad mouthing Lowe's. That's fine, but I think the picture was from Lowe's.
But there are, I think, some people that start to plan ahead right now. I mean, especially when the weather starts to change a little bit, you know, you get the Christmas spirit. Yeah, you're starting to think about Christmas lights again on the outside of the house, and you're kind of starting to think, well, maybe it is. Maybe I should get them up and try. I mean, I know that pretty soon here, we're going to see Draper City start to work on doing the lights on all of their trees and right. stuff. They want to try to get the jump on it. But anyway, but that's a whole different ballgame than, I guess, just decorating your house. There's a few more trees involved in that.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Let's check out our traffic right now, and it is the most wonderful time of the drive. It's 7:15.
Yeah, it's actually not too bad, but we do have a problem.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. We're looking at sunny and 80 degrees today.
Right now, 52 in clear downtown.
Coming up here, we have our Disneyland thing here at 7:30. I was trying to think of a little bit of a brain cramp. My mind's already on weekend mode. It is going to be the Disneyland. If you got all of the adventure stops coming, don't go anywhere because in about 13 minutes from now, that's when you call in, give us the 4 adventure stops from yesterday. And, of course, those times were 8, 11, 2, and 5. And then you get through as caller Z, you're going to be the lucky winner of a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to Disneyland, the happiest place on earth. Plus, you'll be qualified to also win the grand prize of a 2-night hotel stay down there as well.
Places with their Christmas decorations up, Walmart, Costco, the at-home store. Lowe's, Sam's Club, so just about everybody.
Oh, wow.
And Kristen Peterson says, next time you play a snippet of Christmas music, we're going to do point counterpoint with Pumpkinhead Harvey.
All right. Okay. That's okay. Is that supposed to hurt? I don't know.
No. We just have to balance it out.
It was supposed to get you all in the mood. For some reason, like that, Andy Williams gets me a little bit more in the mood than Pumpkinhead Harvey does for Halloween. But it's not my own personal choice. It's just one of those that we keep it in the seasonal, you know.
Right.
However, just for you.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
You asked for it.
It's gonna get funky, funky.
It's just two of us in this room.
Let me start by saying there is way too many of us in this little room.
Welcome, it's cold custody.
If you need some happy pills, they're in the top drawer.
Let's get this party started.
All right, happy Friday, everybody. So nice to be able to have you tuning in to us, taking us along for your Friday morning drive, commute. Maybe you're already there at work listening to us. We just super appreciate it. It means a lot. 20 best cities for country music. Salt Lake, let's check it out, right? I would say we have got to be even at least into the top 10. But here's what they've put together for the top 20 best cities for country music.
LawnStarter.com ranked over 100 cities to find out which are the best. The focus was based on factors like the number of country radio stations and concert venues. Here are the results.
Artists love coming here, by the way, so just to give you a little idea.
Right now, number 20, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, which I think just announced a dive bar tour with Garth.
Oh, cool.
Last Friday. They had, in 10 minutes, we gave ours away on the air. They had an entry system, and they had 130,000 entries in 10 minutes. They've got 500,000 entries now to go to that dive bar show.
You know,
which is how many people tried to call our phone lines yes. when we were doing ours.
Yes, it was. But we appreciate it.
Yeah, we do. It was a lot of fun, and man, that was a thing of a lifetime.
It really was.
For me, anyway.
No, it was, I think, for a lot of people. But it was, and look, my gosh, you know, I totally can understand why people were trying to get those tickets. Here was a question that came up actually yesterday. Ned Ledoux coming in concert here October 29th, you know, something like that, if I'm not mistaken. And I was wondering, I wonder if Garth has ever considered doing, even maybe if it's just a collab song with What You're Going to Do with the Cowboy or something like that with Ned. Have you ever heard any rumblings about that? I mean, how would that have been kind of cool to have Ned Ledoux show up at a Garth Brooks concert, you know? And
there is they have done it. Was it Cheyenne Frontier Days? They did What You Gonna Do with the Cowboy,
where they got together.
So, yeah,
I mean, they're both. You know, Ned has established a lot of his own stuff now too. The son of Chris Ledoux, and then of course he does a lot of his dad's stuff. Sounds exactly like Chris Ledoux, his dad. You close your eyes and he's on stage and you're like, oh yeah, Chris is up there. It's so crazy weird. But I think he has kind of his own thing going on, enough to the point where I think if they tried doing a thing together, Garth has so much of his, obviously. Garth is Garth, and now Ned is Ned, and it's not like Ned is just some new and upcoming little artist that only has, you know, one song. But anyway, it was just one of those fun thoughts.
He did open for him at this year's Cheyenne Frontier Days.
That's cool.
And they did that song together.
That's cool. Jackson, Mississippi was the next one.
And then, Colorado Springs, Colorado was 19. Jackson, Mississippi. Then Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Portland, Oregon.
Hipsters, like in country music. Eugene, Oregon, number 15.
Alexandria, Virginia.
Lubbock, Texas was 13.
Austin, Texas.
San Antonio, Texas.
And then here's your top 10. Still haven't heard Salt Lake yet, right? Denver, Colorado.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Knoxville, Tennessee.
Grand Rapids, Michigan, number five.
Number four, Salt Lake City, Utah.
I did have a writer reach out to me yesterday and ask me why we were so high on the list. I think it's like God, country, and family. Don't you think?
Yeah, pretty much.
Salt Lake City?
Pretty much.
That was my answer to him. I think we love God, faith, family, country, and that's kind of what country music is all about.
Yeah, it is.
And we like to get drunk and party on Friday nights. St. Louis, Missouri was 3.
Las Vegas, Nevada, of course, makes sense with all of the hotel residencies and festivals that they have down there.
And number 1 for country music city in the United States, Music City, USA, what? Nashville, Tennessee.
7:30 on the money. It's time for you to call 801-570-5767. If you have the adventure stops from yesterday, all four of them, 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m., and you've got those, give us a call right now at that number I just gave you, our studio line, and you could possibly be winning a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to the happiest place on earth, to Disneyland. Halloween time at Disneyland. So start your dialing right now, and good luck, and I hope you get through with caller Z. Right now, a little bit of luck wouldn't help for our morning commute.
We may need it, especially in Davis County. We've got a fire.
Morning, Z104, your caller Z. It's not supposed to be scary. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh, they hung up.
They did. Oh. All right. Wow, that was weird. All right, morning, the Z. No, I don't want to. You're now caller Z. Who is this? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Speak now or forever hold your peace. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hey, what's your name?
You barely made it.
You barely?
Terry.
Yeah? Terry.
Yes.
All right. Terry. Terry, you got through as caller Z. All you have to do is name the four adventure stops from yesterday.
Where did CJ go on his little journey around the park?
Okay, it's Mater's Graveyard Jamboree.
Okay.
Luigi's Honkin' Halloween. Toy Story Midway Mania. An Inside Out Emotional Whirlwind.
Winner, Terry!
Yes!
You've got a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets, and you qualify to win the grand prize vacation, which includes a two-night hotel stay, all right?
Heck yeah!
Heck yeah! When was the last time you went to Disneyland?
It was probably about maybe three years ago.
Okay, well, you're on your way again. Who are you going to take?
My nephew, Madden, and a couple of friends.
Oh, how fun!
Really excited.
Yeah, that's super. All right. Well, Terry, hold on. We'll get this to you. We're going to start over with four more attraction locations at 8 o'clock, and we'll give away another four-pack Monday at 7:30 a.m. Way to go, Terry.
Thank you.
Dave Haywood from Lady A, just being a dad. And also being able to just help coach his kids as well. We had a chance to talk to him.
Just to have that time to coach Little League Baseball. I mean, that is not something you have time to do when you're actively touring, right? So for me to be there 3 days, 4 days a week doing little practices and games for flag football and baseball has been just, I mean, I've just treasured the time. It's really been great.
Lady A on the Z. It's Lady A, and it is Lady A, the ticket tag way, in concert tonight out there with Carly Pearce, Nico Moons, and EL Arts, USANA, and going to be just an incredible show. And it is also National Punctuation Day today, so here it is. Call now, exclamation point.
This is your cue to call. The caller is Z right now, 570-5767.
Right side up, RV. Morning, the Z. We need you now to tell us your name.
Oh, Christina.
Christina, your caller Z.
All right, great.
I hope you don't have plans for tonight.
No.
Okay, now we do have to take care of one bit of business here, and that is you have to tell us who won in Lady A, the ticket tag way, who won yesterday afternoon at 3:40.
It was Nathaniel Thompson.
Winner!
You got it. Good job.
Yay!
Yep, you're going to Lady A tonight. Special guest Carly Pearce, Nico Moon, Tennille Arts. What is your last name?
Vincent.
Okay, Christina Vincent is the name you need to know for Lady A ticket tag at 11:40, all right? Everybody, 11:40, 3:40, still some chances. We may throw some bonus contesting in there along the way as well for the show tonight. But Christina, we'll see you out there. And more chances to win, like I said, 11:40 and 3:40 for sure, right here on Z104 with Lady A ticket tag.
Cool, thank you.
Cool. Hey, are you a pumpkin spice kind of a fan?
Yes.
It's that time of the year.
Fall is here, and a man can really work up a sweat raking leaves, winterizing your home, or just playing football with the kids. So to keep smelling like a crisp autumn day, slap on some Old Pumpkin Spice. Who wouldn't want their face, naughty parts, and underarms smelling like a freshly made pumpkin pie, pumpkin latte, or pumpkin muffin? So this fall, make your whole body smell like a big orange squash, thanks to Old Pumpkin Spice. Available for a limited time in pumpkin body wash, pumpkin aftershave, and pumpkin deodorant. Because you suckers will buy anything with the word pumpkin in it.
Sam Hunt, his latest right here on the Z. It's called just simply 23, the number 23. My gosh, how about that for a little bit of an 80s feel for you? Bring back
it's very breezy.
Stuff. It is. It's really cool. It's awesome. So how do we bond with our family through music? Maybe help us get along with our family through music. Do you listen to a little Scorpions?
Hey, Mom, can you put on Rock Me Like a Hurricane?
Come on. We want to hear it. We want to get along. I'm going to put it in my earbuds and just not pay attention to you guys. Good info to have for the holidays as they approach. If you need to avoid some big family fights, try turning on the radio. A third of people say that a shared love of music helps them, you know, sort of with disagreements with family members.
The top genres parents and kids are most likely to bond over in 2021 are pop, rock, and disco. And the two things most likely to make you feel closer are liking the same artist or listening to old music that you both like. The poll also found 55% of parents have taken their kid to at least one concert before. And 59% of us feel like we understand our kids better after listening to their favorite music. So
when
there you go.
There's love at home. Love at home. I do kind of agree with that, though, man. When you ever have a family or a get-together or something like that, it just doesn't seem right unless you have some music in the background.
Well, or you meet somebody and you're maybe in a group setting and you're driving to dinner or going to dinner and you find out somebody loves a song that you've always loved.
Kind of gives you something
to yeah.
talk about.
Yep.
Our quote of the day comes from Willow Smith. I have the motto that says, whatever you see in your closet that you like, pick it and wear it. It's not just your closet, but your life. Whatever catches your eye, pick it.
Oh, so not just in life. No. You treat it like you would treat picking out a clothing item that you love.
Yeah, you just turn that around into your life. It's not just your closet, but it's but your life. Whatever catches your eye, pick it.
Pick it. Love it.
I mean, unless it comes down to theft, you know. I'm not trying to condone that. We're not trying to say, hey, I like that. I think I'll just
take it.
Pop some tags.
Yeah.
You know, and head on my way. So our restaurant drive-through is a little bit slower and less accurate than they used to be. Here's how it all comes out here. The company that uses mystery shoppers, we've all heard of these mystery shoppers. You know, you go around, they have people that they hire and they, you know, to go in and actually that's how they evaluate customer service and other things. But a company that uses the mystery shoppers to grade places on customer experience, they release their report on fast food places.
Now, it shows that fast food drive-thrus have become slower and less accurate over the past year.
Yeah, I agree.
I went to I went to a restaurant the other night, and I ordered a New York steak, and you could pick between broccoli or baked potato. And she actually said, broccoli, good choice, and brought me baked potato.
Okay.
Now, I was trying to be good, but I thought, well, if she's going to bring me a baked potato with lots of butter, I'm going to eat it.
You're going to carb up.
So I did. I ate the baked potato with butter.
Anything.
I didn't say anything. But even on my bill, it said broccoli. But anyway.
But we're just going to bring you whatever. Now, I feel like what's happening here with fast food, and I'm sure this is probably going to cover it, but look, they're just trying to get warm bodies in there.
They're just grateful for anybody that will take an order and make an order.
The average total time spent in drive-through lanes increased by more than 25 seconds from a year ago. I know that doesn't sound like very much, but to 382 seconds. So that's nearly 6.5 minutes, and it's nearly a minute longer than pre-pandemic times.
Order accuracy also dropped to 85% this year from 87%. Pre-pandemic in 2020.
Now, that may not seem like a lot, that little 2%, but usually that 2% is me.
Yeah.
And with accuracy.
If they don't put your fries in there, it's devastating.
I mean, especially with the DoorDash thing that we've been using quite a bit more, stuff like that, you'll be like, well, I'd like to have, or even with the sandwich, you know, I'd like to add something, you know, certain mustard on it, or, you know, because I don't want to pick on a place. But, you know, because my point is not to throw anybody under the bus, but you know, you get it and it's like, nope. And you almost feel like, did you even look at the order that I placed online? Because you know what I'm saying? It can be a little frustrating, but I think it's probably just due to the fact that my gosh, they're having a hard time even just hiring people.
Mystery shoppers went to 10 chains at 1,492 restaurants from July through early August for the report.
You want to know what the ones that were most accurate are? Here we go, the top three. Burger King took third place.
Carl's Jr. was...
What did we do here?
Carl's Jr. and Burger King tied for third place.
All right.
Taco Bell was second.
And then Chick-fil-A.
as far as accuracy goes. They haven't released the results for which fast food chains had the fastest drive-through. Last year, KFC was number one. They also didn't say which places were the slowest or least accurate.
Huh.
So there you go.
I kind of have to agree. I don't think I've ever really had too much trouble with Chick-fil-A as far as accuracy goes. I think they've come up with a good system as far as sending you through. They are fast.
Yeah, they are fast.
You know, they are mother pumpkin fast.
Yes, they are.
But
I did have a little trouble this summer.
Did you?
Yeah. With them, but I don't want to disparage them. I'm sure it happens.
Right. But usually when you see that line at Chick-fil-A, I've always been sort of discouraged thinking there's just no way I'm going to wait that long. You know, sometimes there's 15, 20 cars in line in a dual line, but man, they just ship them through pretty. And of course they came up with a great system, even a better system when Rona hit as well. And they really just move them along. But that is one place that as far as accuracy goes, and I know it's probably super irritating and degrading to the person who hands you your food, but I check now. A lot of times, even though there's people behind me, I'll take an extra 10, 15 seconds while the person hands the food over to you. And I know it's probably a slap in the face to them going, don't you trust me that everything's there? And basically, it's kind of like, no, I don't. So I open up the sack, and I'm checking. Is that there? Is that there? Is that there? Did the sauce packets there? You know, or whatever. But be patient, you know, because that's exactly what has happened here with fast food restaurants. Hey, coming up right now, we have in just a few seconds, we have our morning shout-outs. Plus, right after traffic, huge announcement for Country Fan Fest. Country Fan Fest announcing one of their big main acts, and we will have that coming up in about 60 seconds or so. All right, big concert announcement. We're all aware of Country Fan Fest and what a great job they do out there at the Deseret Peak Complex in Tooele County every year. Of course, this last one was just killer as usual. And just an incredible time for you to go ahead and make some summer plans. And guess what? They've got their first announcement.
It's a big one.
A B&D big one. Brooks and Dunn.
Brooks and Dunn coming to Country Fan Fest 2022. You can go to their website, countryfanfest.com. Check out all the details. And Brooks and Dunn, the first headliner announced for Country Fan Fest 2022.
We'll give you a few more details as they are available and ready to roll for you. But man, super exciting to be and partnering up with Country Fan Fest again for the another fan festival coming up here in next year of 2022. Again, big announcement for Country Fan Fest, Brooks and Dunn.
KSOP-FM at HD1 Salt Lake City and K224BR Park City. Broadcasting from the Wasatch Medical Studios. Get your love life back. Visit wasatchmedical.com.
All right, before we jump into our morning shout-outs, we are also going to give you the first adventure stop in another round of Halloween time at Disneyland Resort. A chance for you to win a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day passes. That's an incredible deal. It's like a value of $42 million.
We are going to Disneyland today, Dave and I, hypothetically speaking, and our 8 o'clock attraction is the Enchanted Tiki Room, which is one of my favorites at Disneyland. I love the Enchanted Tiki Room.
Oh, I do too. That's a... Now, how does tiki, it include tiki, a churro? Tiki. Not yet?
Well, you know, if you're going with me, we're going to stop on the way and get a Dole Whip and a churro. Right. But the 8 a.m. attraction you need to write down is the Enchanted Tiki Room.
Okay, love that.
Morning shout-outs with Dave and Deb, Z104.
Morning shout-outs. Hello, hello, hello. You want to hurry and call and text in, now's your time to do it, but you got to do it fast to get them in here. We have a few of them that we want to pass along to you this morning for morning shout-outs. It's also a chance for you to get in your anniversaries and birthdays and stuff like that, too.
So, oh my gosh, my screen is like frozen.
I do have one here. I've got one that came in here by email. And again, we are familiar with this, but Josh, of course, is involved in law enforcement. He sent us another one here, and we always appreciate your feedback and when you send us stuff. It says, "Dear Dave and Deb, just want to give you guys a shout out for putting the podcast together. Thank you, Dave, for making everybody laugh. I love listening to you guys in the morning. When I get a chance, very rare for me to hear you guys in the morning. I work most days from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Wow. And we thought we had long days as well. So we rely on the podcast. Thank you, Deb, for all of your efforts in putting that podcast together and for your hard work. And thanks again for your support with law enforcement. So, Josh, thanks so much for tuning in every day and when you can.
Shout out to Taylor Shaw from his mom, Suzanne Shaw, starting a new job at the CARE Corporation. We couldn't be more excited for him. So congratulations there to Taylor Shaw. Let's see. Happy 72nd. There's a lot of difference there. 72nd birthday to Grandma Roche. Shout out to Amy Hubbard and her brand new baby girl, Hallie. We love you. Shout out to Mountain Ridge Football. Let's get a win against Bingham tonight so you can talk some trash on shout outs,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Shout out to my beautiful daughter, Brittany Douglas. Happy 31st birthday. We love you and hope you have a great day. From mom, shout out to all the employees at the Utah Department of Health that I consider a first responder. They've been working overtime for the last 18 months to ensure medical facilities have the money they need.
Unbelievable.
For COVID-19. Absolutely.
Thank you. Yeah.
Tracy, shout out to Melissa, having the busiest and most fun-packed family weekend ever. Relax and enjoy it. Have a great Friday, Aspen, Canyon, Hunter, and Ridge. Mom loves you. And I want to give a shout out to Shauna and Chelsea Ricketts. Their birthdays are on Sundays along with mine. Love from Dawn. Happy birthday to my sweet Susie Butler. Shout out to my beautiful wife, Jenny Smith. Happy birthday. Thank you for all you do. Love from your husband, Rob Smith. Shout out to the best son-in-law mom could ever ask for. Happy birthday, Coyote Powers. Love you to the moon and so glad you're part of our crazy family from Gia Jones. Happy birthday, 12th birthday, Brooke. Hope you have the best day. We love you from mom and dad. And then we have some birthdays we want to do shout outs. Shelby Shugart, Benjamin Smith, Barbara Webb, Lance Fisher, Dusty Hildebrand, Heather Wolsey, Amy Feveryear, Jim Bosch, Cami Bautzis, Tiffany Chafin, Raymond Jones, went to school with him. So happy birthday, Raymond. Nice guy. And Tim Marini. Anybody else that's having a birthday today? Liz Zimmerman. Shout out to the Bonneville High mountain bike team. Good luck at your race this weekend at Soldier Hollow. Brandy Rigby, happy anniversary weekend to me and Tommy. 28 years together, 23 years married. Shout out to Bonnie. Keep calling in and take all the hate with a grain of salt. Lyle Holder, shout out to Maddie and Remy. Hope you have a great day at school. Love you guys.
Shout out to our college football teams playing here. We have three of them playing locally starting tomorrow morning. This is an early one, a 10 a.m. kickoff. Utah State against Boise State up in Logan. We've also got the University of Utah that will be hosting the Washington Cougars. That one starts at 12:30. And then an 8 p.m. game for the Cougars tomorrow night. So congratulations, go. And shout out to all of the college teams and, of course, to all of the high school teams that sometimes play on Thursday nights, but mainly on Friday nights as well. It is our pleasure to have you guys along giving us shout outs and our opportunity to do so each morning. Thank you! !
Today is National Punctuation Day. Here are some examples. Wahlberg is an exclamation mark. Boy George, comma.
Hey. That's a fancy light kind of a Friday song, isn't it? Walker Hayes on the Z. Mostly sunny today and 80 degrees. We'll warm up to 84 tomorrow and 85 on Sunday. So there you go. Make all of the outdoor plans that you want. If you've got a 12-foot skeleton to put up, put it up.
Now, is that going to happen?
Maybe. If I get into the instructions, I might have to renege on the deal, but we'll take a look at the instructions here and see how.
Seriously?
Like, man, I'm not going to spend 4 hours putting a 12-foot skeleton up for the HOA to come back and say, look, you got to take that down.
Oh, it's so worth it, Dave.
Oh, my God. To you? Yeah, to you, to get the satisfaction.
And all your listener.
Just so they, just so they can say, oh, yeah, Dave's HOA didn't allow it.
52 and sunny downtown.
We have Dump It or Dig It coming up next.
New song from a new guy, and we've got tickets for Ned Ledoux, October 29th at the Depot.
Now for Dave and Dab's Dump It or Dig It.
Now, you're probably familiar with Larry Fleet. He did a song called Where I Find God that we play quite a bit here on the radio station. And he is up for our Dump It or Dig It this morning with another song.
He has teamed up with John Party for this song. It is called In Love With My Problems. And it's a song, it says, finds John and Larry asking if they fell in love with their problems, maybe the problems would leave them too. It's an old-fashioned, it's an old-fashioned country leaving song. Good dose of self-deprecating humor. So let us know what you think. We want to know. Text us 801-570-5767. John Party and Larry Fleet, In Love With My Problems. And we'll pick somebody to win tickets to see Ned Ledoux on October 29th at the Depot.
Now, that same number to text also gets you in here to the studio if you want to just make a phone call and let us know what you think about it. So here it is again, Larry Fleet and Dump It or Dig It.
Maybe they leave me too. I'll send for roses, some flowers, and I try to put a ring on a neon light. Start making plans and moving too fast. Yeah, there goes trouble.
Their song this morning. Let us know what you think about it. It's Larry Fleet featuring John Party on that one, and a song called In Love With My Problems. So maybe if I fall in love with my problems will leave me as well.
Shelley Harmon, kind of a Travis Tripp feel to it. I dig it. Dig it. Finally, some good old twang. Yee Yee, Jamie Norman. Stacey May, Big Dig, love that song. Jalen Edwards, Ryan Moore, Skylar, Tina Shields, Dorothy Hodson. Great song for a Friday, and I dig it. Love Larry Fleet. Dig it. Melissa Wilkins. Courtney Gonzalez. Love it. Definitely dig this one. Dig it. You can shake your butt to it. Hey, makes me want to hold up my White Claw.
Somebody must have shook their butt this morning.
Andrew Gwinden says, dig it. Evelyn C. digging it. Mike Jensen, Marilyn Hacker. Galen Allman, Debbie Nackos, dancing in the bathroom, getting kids ready for school, and I dig it. Heath Johnson, dig it. Awesome song. AJ, absolutely love this. Summer Andreasen, I dig this song. Trish says, dig it. Trisha Langford says, dig it.
Hi, what's your name?
Well, you know who I am.
Yeah, what do you think about the song?
Well, you know what? I dig it. You know what else? I didn't get a chance to say, but good morning to Z104 and all my friends out to Z104.
Well, yeah. Good morning, Bonnie.
Yeah.
Good morning.
All 5 million people who I think are tuned in just because of you.
Well, I don't know about that, but hey, yeah,
I don't either.
I got friends between, I mean,
in low places. Even,
yeah, you know, I got friends on Z104, and
oh, that's great. We do too. We appreciate all of our listeners. Thank you so much, Bonnie,
thanks,
and
Bonnie.
Thanks for voting on our song.
Love you.
Okay, love you.
Okay, have a good weekend. Bye-bye. Morning the Z. Dump it or dig it. Hello.
What up?
Is this Hunter?
Yep, you already know. What up, gang?
Yo, yep. Hunter in the house. What you doing on Friday?
Just working, as always.
Now, what do you like do, Hunter?
What do I like to do on my free time?
No, what do you do for work? What are you doing right now?
Oh, I work with my my dad.
Oh, okay.
In the warehouse.
All right. You a big forklift driver?
I just barely learned how to drive it like a month ago. You know, I'll be water whipping on that.
Oh, water whipping, yeah. Yo, yo, yo. All right,
yo, yo, yo.
But you're digging it.
I'm digging it for sure.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Hunter.
Hey, I hope you guys have the greatest day, you feel me? Have a great
Oh,
weekend.
Yeah. Thank you so
Get
much.
Some drinks in. If you guys drink, you already know.
There you go. Thanks, buddy.
Yep. Yeah, we're not quite drinking yet, but...
Morning the Z, dump it or dig it?
Well, I like it, but this is... I'm calling from Afghanistan. This is Bin Laden. You never caught me.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Bin Laden. Yeah, and he's calling from Afghanistan. Wow, somebody's already been drinking this morning. Morning the Z, dump it or dig it?
Hey, we're going to have to dig it, guys.
All right. We appreciate you, Bryce. Have yourself
right,
a great weekend, dude.
Yeah, you too.
All right, love
Friday.
You, bye.
Let's try it hard.
Yes.
You bet.
Man. All right, man, see ya.
Katie Pepe says, dig it. Caleb Smith, digging it. Rebecca Norman, digging it. Mackenzie Rippey, digging it. This song is too freaking relatable. I dig it. Eddie Bear. McKenna Johnson says, dig it. Jamie Norman, dig it. Rayanne Morse, digging it. Cameron Stevenson, Stephanie Simpson. I don't see a dump. I think people are loving this good old in love with my problems. Maybe they'd leave me too. John Party, Larry Fleet. I'm going to say 100%. I don't see a dig.
Cool.
Our winner, tickets for Ned Ledoux, 1029 at the Depot, is Brent Train. Brent, I will text you, and we'll have another dump it or dig it Monday morning.
Now, you know, if I didn't love you, I wouldn't give you any kind of a product that would ever harm you.
Now, we talked about this the other day. It's called Poop Like a Champion cereal, and you ordered it from Amazon. It was $11 for the box.
Yeah, just 11 something.
Regular size cereal box, $11.
It smells, I opened it, smells actually like it's some kind of a, I don't know what it is. It's
animal
like,
feed.
It just kind of smells like a cardboard smell.
You got some too, Lee?
Yeah.
I took some down there.
It tastes like sawdust.
Down, and when we opened
it, you already tasted it? I was going to have us taste it all together. All
well,
right.
Let's taste it.
It doesn't smell very good.
All right, well, go ahead.
Have
and
you not tasted it yet, Dave?
No.
I mean, it's not terrible.
Well, you eat dog biscuits.
You'd put some sugar on this, it'd be all right.
It does taste like a. I would imagine that's what a dog biscuit tastes like. I don't know.
So here's a review. I'm on a low carb diet, thought this would be great to try. Order arrived Saturday. I just finished a 2-mile walk and I'd had a lot of water to drink. I tried a bowl, which is only a half a cup with almond milk and a little fruit. More water, more walking, nothing. More water, more walking, nothing. I decided another half cup bowl might work. So I had another half cup bowl that night for dinner. More walking, more water, nothing. Then the cramps started.
Oh no.
I was up all night with stomach cramps and gas. I had many false alarms throughout the night, but nothing. Based on what was happening in my stomach, I was almost afraid to fall asleep, but finally did around 4 a.m. The cramps were gone the next morning. So I had a normal low-carb breakfast of coffee, bacon, and eggs. Nothing. We went shopping. We walked. Nothing. We did make a quick run to Walmart, and as soon as I stepped in the door at Walmart, it hit me. I had to go, like, right then. Luckily, the restrooms were by the front entrance. I'd like to take a moment to express my deepest condolences to anyone that was in the other stalls in the restroom at that time.
Wow.
It wasn't pretty. I couldn't stop going. I remember thinking, so this is how I'm going to die, in a Walmart restroom. When I finally returned to the store, my husband looked concerned. I had two less traumatic movements later in the day, but I had to stay close to home. I was not going to risk another emergency after another crazy bowel movement this morning. I'm beginning to wonder if I've done permanent damage to my digestive system. Bottom line, it works. You just need to wait for it. Don't eat more than recommended. You'll regret it.
Here's the the five things that they put on the back of the box. It says 5 steps to pooping like a champion. High fiber diet. Just one of the one serving of poop like a champion contains 79% of your daily fiber.
Now, is this going to hit me out at Lady A?
You're not eating enough.
You're
not eating enough.
Okay.
Hydrate. Constipation, often comes from dehydrated colon. Get exercise. Get moving. These are all things that would help you out anyway.
They look like little stars.
Yeah. It says poop. Put poop on a schedule. Your body's clock wants you to go on time when you feel like going. And then, of course, the fifth one here, just relax. Stress can grip your body from head to toe. Take a little me time to chill out every day and let your body. Here's one of the things that I wanted to read on this box here. And look, I'm not going to eat. Obviously, I'm not going to try this as a full, a half a cup? Half a cup. Because I've got a day back-to-back stuff all the way until midnight. There's no way I can afford to run to the bathroom. I did try it, like you guys are. It's interesting when they say low carb, though. A half a cup of this, 34 grams of carbs. This is not a low-carb cereal, people. This has as many grams of carb as carbs as a regular cereal.
I think that it's the fiber counteracts the carb.
So you've got...
Because it's the same thing with oatmeal. They suggest you eat oatmeal, but it's because it's high in fiber.
Right. And this does have...
Must cancel out.
This does have very low sugar, which also is the reason that it has its calories, 160 calories. But the total grams of sugar, 2. So very low sugar.
5 stars. It should be called Take a Dump Like an Elephant Works as Advertised.
But all in all, when you add up the insoluble fiber at 14 grams, the soluble fiber at 8 grams, total fiber, 22 grams of fiber and a half a cup of this.
Dude, that totally cancels the carbs.
Woo, baby.
Because they don't stay in your body long enough for it to do anything.
All right.
It tastes better than it smells.
It does.
But it's not the greatest tasting.
Wheat-free, gluten-free, and there you go.
So what's in it if it's wheat-free?
It's just cardboard. It's
What's the main ingredient?
It's basically cardboard. The ingredients, corn bran.
Okay.
Wheat grain. Flour.
Didn't you just say it was wheat-free?
Whole grain flour. Whole grain sorghum flour. Ground psyllium fiber, insulin.
That's
inulin.
That's not insulin. A Metamucil. Ground psyllium fiber is Metamucil is.
Cornstarch, sugar, baking soda, sea salt. So there's not much. I mean, that's about it, but it is something else. I might have to try it. I'll try it maybe on the weekend when I'm having maybe a little bit of a tough time getting that 6-ounce steak through my system.
Well, you'll be doing more than your night pee-pees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Night poo-poos.
You have time to put up the skeleton.
No. Yeah, but that's what it came as, just like that. And my wife got it. Actually, my wife picked it up off the front porch when it came. So she opened it up and she picks it up and she comes to me last night. She goes, hey, what's this game?
Game?
She thought it was a game. And she goes, did you get this game, Poop Like a Champion? And she must have thought it was a game because it kind of does look sort of like it would be a board game or some kind of a game, but poop like a champion. There you go. Luke Combs, Cold as You here on Z104. Happy Friday morning to you. So it looks like there's a few little things here that you can do in our top five family bonding activities. Maybe try this out this weekend. You know, like go for a long walk.
Okay.
Ideally together.
Unless you're eating poop like a champion.
And then you might need to stay home.
Yeah.
Actually, do you want some more? Because
no.
When you said, is this going to hit me at Lady A? And I thought, I shouldn't have said anything. I should have given you another cup. And gone, no. No, it's not going to affect you at all.
I do not want to be trapped in the restroom out there. Although the restrooms are kind of nice.
Yeah.
But no.
They do.
No, thanks, Dave.
All right. Just let me know, though.
All right.
Maybe if you get a little backed up this weekend, if you go and grab yourself a cowboy dog or something, you just let me know. Yeah, hey, here's another one here for you. Bonding activities. Get grandpa drunk. Tell him Clint Eastwood's a sissy compared to Tom Cruise. And then just sit back and enjoy the show.
Okay.
Bonding activities. Pray that your weird Uncle Harold doesn't show up this Thanksgiving. Invite the grandparents over and play one of those neglected board games in the hall closet. Unless it's Twister. Then you might not want to play Twister if it's if you got your grandparents involved.
Yeah.
Sometimes that can be a little.
Yeah. Yeah.
You might see some things that you don't want to. And your fifth and final five of your top five bonding family bonding activities. Guess which one of mom's suspiciously single sisters is lesbian? That would be okay. It right there. That'll help you out. By the way, this was a little interesting. There is... Oh, and I've lost it here. Gosh dang it. My bad. It is... oh my gosh. Anyway, I'll get to it in a minute. Never mind. I'm not going to say it.
Something I don't have?
Okay. No, you do. No, it is something you have, but I'll just get to it in a second here. All right. Have you ever accidentally sent a message complaining about a person to that person? Oh, isn't it our biggest fear, right?
I don't think I have.
I mean, everybody, we've accidentally texted the wrong person or the wrong group at some point, and it seems like it's always a little awkward, you know, when you reply, but somehow somebody's replied all, or you forgot that so-and-so's in the group, or you actually... just texted the wrong person. You thought it was your wife and you or husband and maybe a suggestive text that, you know, has come in. Well, this is more specifically just said that if you've accidentally complained about somebody, maybe it could be a coworker, family member, and then you accidentally end up sending it to that person. With this online poll that they did, they said about 17% of people admitted that they actually have, which is a pretty good chunk. 77% claimed that they have not. 6% said that they don't know. So I guess...
nobody's ever said anything to me about it.
Kind of hard to believe, though, if you were talking smack about someone in a message and that person was on that chain, you would definitely know, right? It wouldn't be one of those answers that you'd go, you'd be I don't know.
Oh, did I just send that?
But man, that's what... And I don't know if all of us do this, but when you get to typing out a message and right before you click send, you're double checking. Okay. And whether it's in a text message or an email and you're double checking that, is it going to the right recipient? Is it going to this right person? So many people have sent off different messages where they thought, oh, that's the wrong Linda. Oh, that's the wrong, you know. And you end up getting one because what they do is it just pulls up in their contacts as a Dave or a Harold or a Deb or a, you know. And so you've got, you know, a bunch of different people and you're thinking, oh, that's it. You're in a hurry. You click it. You go ahead and send it. And off and away you go.
Please don't say my name, but my sister texted a coworker about her boss's wife and accidentally sent it to the boss and lost her job.
Oh, yeah. I would imagine that would probably do it.
I was once on the phone of my mom talking bad about one of her friends that I didn't like. She just happened to have me on speaker, and her friend was in the room but didn't tell me.
Oh.
Yes, my mom. But luckily, I was able to delete it before she saw it. She went to the bathroom but left her phone out. I was complaining to her about her to my husband. Deb Hansen, I sent one to my husband about him. All hell broke loose, and I won't make that mistake again.
Yeah, because you're like, he's such a jerk. He never shows me any attention. He never met, you know. It's like all he does, come home, and then it's like, oh, you sent that to me. Thanks.
Karen says, I had a lady message me on Facebook by mistake, saying she thought I was a scammer. I asked her if that was meant for me.
You have to come up with some pretty fast stories sometimes when you send off that text to the wrong person.
Danielle Stanley, I did that once, meant to send it to my daughter and sent it to the coworker I was complaining about.
Oh.
My mom only has one sister, so that was easy. Ray Beagley, hey Dave, what is a cowboy dog? It's the corn dogs at the University of Utah games. Okay, have you ever done that? Sent a text? That you know
not
of?
That I can think of, not complain, not in that specific sense. I mean, I think we've all sent off a text where it's gone to the wrong person, you know, where, you know, you've kind of like, oh crap, that was meant for so and so. When you say, honey, I'll be home in 5 minutes, I hope you're naked. You know, and then you've got one of your best buddies that texts back and he goes, I don't think this was meant for me.
I think you better send this to somebody else.
Right. Hi, what's your name?
Well, I'm not going to tell you my name, but okay. You guys probably recognize my voice, but don't say my name.
Jane.
I was going to tell you what happened to me. So an incident had happened between my sister and I, and I called my mom to say something to her, and she thought I was my sister. And I got the biggest earful myself, and I let her ramble on for about 5 minutes, and then I said, Mom, it's me.
I'm here.
And what was your name? What did you say?
I'm just kidding.
I
don't know who's listening, but when I told her that, she was like, oh, hi. And I didn't talk to her for about 6 months after that. But,
wow. Yeah,
it was pretty bad. So anyway, don't do that, people.
Yeah, wow. It's a little bit of an eye-opener. I can laugh about this now, but, and I know that this isn't exactly go along the same lines, but this happened with Deb and I, actually. And it was a few years ago. And she told me to watch her phone for some reason. You said
I was mad at Dave because he was late. And I texted my friend about it. And then I was showing him something on my phone, and there was the text. And he's like, huh. Oh.
It yeah. popped up on something like that. And anyway, and she had listed off a few choice little ways of describing me. And I said, oh, all right, here you go. And anyway, yep. It's all good. But
you guys are still friends now. So
yeah,
that's
we're
good.
Still friends, I think.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I still talk to my mom periodically. So.
Right. I know. It is weird, though. It's super awkward. Morning, the Z. What's your name?
Nikki.
What's yours?
What?
Do you have a little story?
Yeah, I have one about texting the wrong person.
Yeah, go ahead.
So mine happened at the dinner table with the person I met who was also at the table, and I had her friend who was sitting at the table with us.
Okay, so you're cutting out just a little bit. You messaged somebody at the table to that somebody...
I meant to text my sister at the table, and it got sent to our friend who...
Oh, dang it, you're cutting out.
Sorry, you keep cutting out right when you get to that juicy part.
Okay, I think I'm in a better spot.
Go for it.
Okay, so yes, we were at a group dinner with a bunch of friends, and I texted her. I meant to text her, but I sent it to the guy who I was saying some mean things about at the dinner table.
Oh, boy. And did you get the glare immediately when that happened?
Yes, he picked up his phone, and he looked at me, and I looked at her thinking, like, wait, why is he looking at me and not her?
Right.
And then I realized, oh, my gosh, I just sent it to him, and he had no reservations calling me out right there in front of everybody.
Oh.
And I really tried to play it off like, oh, I was just messing with you. I meant to send that to you. And, you know, of course, he was like, no, I know for sure this was not meant for me, but it's cool that you feel that way.
Oh, and he just kind of blew it off, huh?
In the moment, but, I mean, he was angry for a little while.
Right.
But are you still together?
No, it was just a friend.
Oh, just a friend.
Years, so, yeah.
Okay. Oh, there you go. All right. Thanks for your call.
Thanks.
All right. Love you. Bye. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I was on a boat that day. Old Dominion here on the Z. Good Friday morning to you. Have you ever accidentally sent a message complaining about that person to that actual person?
Please don't say my name. My friend sent a sexually explicit message to a guy in our ward who has the same name as her husband.
Oh, man. I did have that happen, but thank goodness it wasn't sexually explicit. It was to another Dave, and they said, oh, my gosh, I have you guys both in there, and that was meant for my husband. Actually, I'll go ahead and sell her out. It wasn't. It was Jerry from the clinic.
From the Manti Clinic.
From the clinic.
Okay.
And she
looking
meant to
for your stool sample.
She meant to send something to her husband, and it ended up being...
he's like, I mean, I'll get it to you when I get home tonight.
I know. It was really weird. It was just this odd thing, and I'm like, what? This doesn't make any sense.
The lady that just called us about her daughter said, my daughter just texted me and said, I'm listening, but she knows the story anyway. Let's see. I was texting a friend, bragging about talking my boss into bringing donuts for everyone, and sent the text to my boss on accident.
Oh, man.
My wife was texting her sister. This is from Ryan G. My wife was texting her sister, who had also been texting her husband at the same time. My wife's sister accidentally texted my wife a text meant for her husband about making wild hair pulling love. Jen Griffiths, I used to coach a kid who would get dropped off at practice. The parent wouldn't ask anyone to take her home, just assumed someone would, and they didn't show up to grab her. I got stuck doing it every time. A handful of times there would be no one home when I would take her to drop her off. She was 8. I wasn't leaving her alone. I texted the other coach a novel about how pissed I was and how irresponsible it was of the parent and sent it to the parent.
Oh, and there you have it.
Kimberly Miller, I accidentally texted my son a message meant for my boyfriend. His only response was, quote, I'm traumatized for life, Mom. I was so mortified. I had a fight with my friend and sent a text to her on accident thinking it was my sister and went off about what a brat she was being. And she texted me back and said, I don't think you meant to send that to me.
But.
And I just replied, oh, well, you knew we were mad at each other anyway. We made up. No worries.
Oh, wow.
I sent a chummy text to my wife telling her I missed her with a bunch of kissy emojis and stuff. And sent it to my boss. I work in the construction industry.
Oh, my gosh. Make sure you wear your hard hat.
I got a theft ticket when I was 16. I texted my mom begging her not to tell my dad, but accidentally sent it to my dad.
Oh, man.
Nancy Perkins. Not a text, but my sister-in-law sent me an email complaining about my other sister. But she hit reply all. Instead of just reply to me, so it went to the sister she was complaining about.
And I think our mind plays tricks on us sometimes, too, because we're thinking, especially when we're talking about someone else, so they're on your mind and you're scrolling at the same time. You know what
you're
I'm
like,
saying?
There it is. Send.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There it is.
Sherry Mildenberger.
Deb Turpin. Oh.
My friend once sent a picture of her tatas to her grandma instead of her husband.
Oh.
Grandma didn't know how to open her text and gave it to the uncle to open. Macy Payne, I work with a guy named Phil. He came into a shared office and was being kind of rude. When he left, I went to instant message my office sharing coworker Patrick, who was right next to Phil in alphabetical order. I said, nobody cares, Phil, and sent it to Phil.
Oh, man.
And
Phil now knows that nobody cares.
Don't say my name, but I was not talking smack, but accidentally Snapchatted a D-pic to one of my best friend's coworker.
I'm telling you, this happens because with everybody wanting to send stuff to everybody else, and we have that instant camera, that instant video that we can send off, you know, it didn't used to be that way where, you know, it seems like here's a VHS of your, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Here's our secret VHS It's our only couple only, just between, you know, you, me and my spouse, you know, used to be that. But man, once you send that thing electronically, it's like crazy weird. So we'll get to some of your comments a little bit more here in a minute. Have you ever accidentally sent a message complaining to a person about that person? There is a gorilla at the Bronx Zoo that gave another gorilla some oral favors.
Well, everybody's watching.
listen to the reaction. This is actual audio from what everybody was, you know, when they were all, I mean, families, kids, everybody, they were all gathered around when this, for this gorilla display. So
you see that, Judy?
I hope you can gather.
That's what I'm talking about.
I hope you can gather kind of what it was, but there were two gorillas, and the other one sort of just kind of pushed the other gorilla on its back and then just went to town. And it just didn't even hesitate. Now, the video only goes for just about that long. I mean, it really does. It goes for like 10 seconds or something or whatever, 15 seconds total. And then when the other, which, by the way, is amazing, if that's all it takes. The other gorilla gets up and walks away. Now, the one.
So it's just like in real life.
Yes. when the one gorilla gets up and walks away, the other one was still on his back, and there wasn't anything really too much to be proud of, just so you know. All right, we're back. Deb and I had a chance to talk to Scotty McCreary a couple of days ago, and his thoughts on just getting back to normalcy, whatever that is.
Definitely have a newfound confidence that I probably have never had in my career as far as just getting on the road, writing songs. I feel like I got a better grasp on what I want to say and how I want to say it.
And he's on the road tomorrow, Saturday night. Tomorrow night. Scotty McCreary.
Young Living Fall Festival. You can go to youngliving.com/fallfestival. You'll be there tomorrow night. I think 5-6 o'clock is the concert, but CJ and I will be there from 3 to 5, so come see us.
And I believe we may have planted the seed that he might change this next song that we're going to play into Utah instead of U Time. I don't know. He may or may not, but
we'll see how much clout we have.
Right. Probably won't happen.
Zero.
Scotty McCreary on the Z. Scotty McCreary again. He'll be in concert tomorrow night down there at Young Living Family Farms. And when does that show kick off? Is that a 5 o'clock show, I believe?
I think it's 5 o'clock. Yeah. And then there's also the Draft Horse Show, Belgian Shires, Clydesdales, Percherons, a petting zoo, wagon rides, jousting, also a PRCA rodeo happening tomorrow and tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Down there at Young Living Farms in Mona.
They even have some Sunday activities as well. It should be a lot of fun. Have you ever accidentally sent a message complaining about a person, but it ended up going to that person?
Brent says, my wife and I were fighting. For some reason, our bishop's wife was texting her after several F words and other descriptive words about me. She then noticed and repented.
And that's also another one of those confusing, because if you've got two different conversations going, that's the other trouble with it. Because what you do is you just pick up the phone. You're like, oh, yeah, well, then that's on my mind. And you don't look at who it's going to and you just send it off.
My ex-husband's wife had been chatting with me because they were having some marital issues and she wanted a friend. A few weeks later, she sent me a text about how great she thought her husband was for being able to be married to an awful person like me for 12 years. She meant to send it to my kids, not me.
Oh.
That's hilarious. Let's see. I have sent a text twice to my brother-in-law trying to send it to my wife. Both times I had to go to my brother-in-law and tell him sorry for sending the rude text. Most awkward I've ever felt.
Not just once.
Sean Ormond.
But twice, huh?
I had texted my adult son after a surgery and told him I didn't need to use any sick time after my surgery, but the text came across as dick time. He said he didn't know that was a thing.
You get, what benefits do you get?
Well, I get health insurance and dick time.
Oh, man, ouch.
Cameron Stevenson, I accidentally sent a sexy text meant for my wife to my mother-in-law. Nathaniel Thompson, my friend's now ex-wife, sent me a ton of nude photos of her when they were first dating. She was so embarrassed about it. Once my buddy found out, he was mad at her for a while.
Wow.
Don't say my name. My ex sent me one that was supposed to be for his new girlfriend. I called him out on it, and he just laughed and said, oops, wrong one. But yeah, I know what she's getting.
Wow.
My sweet grandma was just figuring out how to use Marco Polo. She thought the kids would like to say hi to Grandpa, and he had just gotten out of the shower. She was careful to film him from the neck up, but failed to remember the reflection of his back in the mirror behind him. Don't say my name. My sister sent a text to my mom about how fat I am and how she didn't believe I was spending 2 hours a day in the gym and had lost over 50 pounds.
Morning, Z104, what's yours?
Hi. Yeah, are you guys still talking about the text that you guys
have? We are.
Oh, yeah.
You're on the air. Go for it. What's your name, by the way?
I'd rather not say, if that's okay.
All right.
All right. What you got?
My husband and I were going on a road trip a couple years ago, and we started fighting right before we left. We stopped to get some fast food before we left, and I meant to text my sister that I didn't want to be in the car with him while we were fighting. I accidentally sent it to him. And a couple minutes later, I got a message back from him saying to stop fighting with him, and the car ride would be much better.
Oh.
The car ride was a lot better.
One of those awkward moments, right?
Oh, I love that. And you're like, oops.
I'm surprised you didn't end up just kind of just out somewhere, like at some bus stop or some rest stop somewhere. But we're glad it all worked out. You still with them?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Honestly, it was probably the best thing that could have happened for that road trip.
All right.
Well, that's good.
Kind of air things out.
Sounds like
out.
A heck of a road trip.
Right.
Thank you. Vieta says, I got a text one day saying, I wish I was looking at your boobies right now. I was shocked because it was from my son.
Oh, ow.
I laughed and asked if he meant this for his wife.
Oh, man. Well, it seems like you can go on and on and on with these things here.
I sent a text to my best friend saying I was going to break up with my girlfriend at the time, and the text went to her.
Oh.
So, you know, it just took care of itself.
Yeah, it did. That would take care of itself. Hey, good morning, Z104. You got a comment?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to do your name?
No.
All right, Bob.
Bob is cool. So this starts off, my family and my wife and us, we don't really get along. And okay. So it was about this time, holiday season last year, we were in a group text, and everyone was like, well, you coming over here, you coming over there for that. My wife was in another group text with my sister-in-law, and they were bad-mouthing my sister. And she put it, well, I hope she gets sick so we don't have to go. And she sent that one to me. With my mother and my sister in it, which I looked at it, ran over and said, you screwed up. And she goes, what? And I showed her, and she was in disbelief. Well, oh, no, that couldn't have happened. And I was like, oh, but you did. It was bad.
Oh, my gosh. So did they not, did she end up not showing up?
Oh, no, we had to play damage control. Like, you know, we're sorry. That was in bad taste. We didn't mean to make fun of it. We shouldn't have said that. Like,
so you owned it.
Oh, yeah, no, because there was no going back. Like, she called my sister out by her name. Like, there was no going back.
Well, and especially when the party comes around, too, that always makes for a little awkwardness, too, right? Like, well, I know that y'all don't want me here, but I'm here.
Guess what? I'm here.
Yeah.
I know you didn't want me to come, but...
Well, my sister is such a drama queen anyway, so she was like, she replied back, well, if that's how you guys feel, then I guess I just won't come. And we're like,
Right. Well, I'm glad it all worked out. Thanks.
Hey, no problem.
All right, love you. Bye. Morning, the Z. Who is this?
I'd rather not say.
Okay. Yeah, that's the way the trend seems to be going. We'll just call you Bob.
That works. We were at work in a general manager meeting with the entire district, and there was four of us general managers who really didn't like the fifth general manager, and we were all in a group text together, and it got mistaken that was sent to the district manager and this fifth manager that we didn't like, as well as everybody else.
So how did this whole thing turn out? Did anybody lose their jobs?
No, but we all were talking to privately about our conduct and how we treat others, especially fellow managers.
And then this is what you guys end up doing, right?
Yes.
So does the fellow manager treat you any differently than he or she used to?
He didn't call for help anymore.
Okay.
And just kind of did his own thing.
All right. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing in that situation, the way it turned out, but...
It was definitely a good thing for the rest of us four.
Oh, there
okay,
you go.
Well, so you're not sorry that it happened?
Not really, no.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, love you, bye. Morning the Z, what's your name? You got a comment? All right, too late. Time to roll into our Battle of the Sexes.
Yeah, we've got tickets for Ned Ledoux on 10/29 at the Depot. So you have to be...
Go ahead.
You have to be 21 to go.
We don't need to roll that anyway, since we're talking about it. So just call us now, 801-570-5767. But like Deb mentioned before, I rudely played that thing.
Oh, you're fine. You just can't shut me up. No, know when it's clear to play the elements.
I was just a little tight. I was a little trigger happy on the button there. But you do have to be over 21, right? Here on this the Depot.
Yeah.
Ned Ledoux, October 29th. Morning the Z, what's your name?
It's Mary.
All right, Mary, are you ready to play?
Sure.
Or did you have another reason you were calling?
Oh, that's fine. That was just both. I was just going to say about what you guys were talking about earlier was when my kids was in Head Start, I went up to Policy Council, and we had a meeting with the corporate, and I didn't bring my crocheting, and nobody asked me what was so different about this meeting than anything else. And they said, it was Mary. And my face went really bright red. They're like, why? What's wrong with Mary? And they're like, because she didn't crochet and take notes at the same time at the meeting.
Okay, fine. Then you should say, there he goes, all of your Christmas gifts that I was going to crochet everybody.
Yeah.
But I didn't think about that at that time.
Yeah, I know.
I know, it's one of those, I wish I'd have said that.
Right.
Yes.
All right, Mary, hold on a second then, and we'll have you go ahead. We're going to get a guy on the line to play on Battle of the Sexes, okay?
Sure.
All right, Morning the Z, are you a dude?
Hello?
Too late. Morning, are you a guy?
Yes.
What's your name?
We'll go by Dave.
No, this isn't for this is for Battle of the Sexes.
Oh, okay, well then this is Chafin.
And then we better not ask you, is it, you say Chafin?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Well, then we better not ask you your story at the end, because now your name is out there.
Because you are no longer Dave, you are Chafin.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I can change my voice, I guess.
Well, yeah, but you can't change your name, Chafin.
Yeah, Chafin. Well, all right, here we go. We're going to let the ladies go first. Mary, you're up.
Mary, this is for you. Which of these would be most likely to have a 20-horsepower engine? A moped, a sump pump, or a riding lawnmower?
Riding lawnmower.
Yes, good job.
Okay, and Chafin, here is yours. Chafin, it makes me sound like we're talking about jock itch every time.
Chafin.
Chafin. I'm chafing down there in the crotchal area.
Oh, my God.
No, chafing. When hair strand ends become see-through, it indicates that you need to do what? Shampoo, trim, or hot oil treatment?
Trim?
Yeah, trim.
All right.
One for one.
Mary, $100,000 pyramid is hosted by which retired athlete? Michael Strahan, Mike Tyson, or Lisa Leslie?
The second one.
That's the first one, Michael Strahan. Why is that a man question? Only the men watch $100,000 Pyramid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
But you better not get me going on Michael Strahan.
The Morgan Wallen interview.
Yeah, yeah, lovely Morgan Wallen interview.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, I better. All right, here we go. Here's your question. All right, Chafin. Just Water was created by which of Will Smith's children? Jaden, Trey, or Willow?
Jaden.
Jaden, you got it.
Two for two, Mary. You got to get this one. Allstate Insurance has used which of these characters in its ads for quite a while now.
I thought you were going to change that.
Flo, Jake, or Mayhem?
Mayhem?
Mayhem, yes. Good job.
Gotcha. All right, and then here we go, Chafin. Chance for you to win it and go 3 for 3. Kylie Jenner's inaugural baby line will feature all of these items except what? Shampoo, bubble bath, or baby powder?
Baby powder.
Nailed it. 3 for 3. Look at you in touch with that side of you.
Chafin, you're going to go see Ned Ledoux on 1029 at the Depot, all right?
All righty.
Mary, thanks for playing and happy weekend. Have a good one, okay?
Yep, you too.
Thanks. Love you.
I love you too. Bye-bye.
Hold on a second. We'll grab some more information from you, Chafin. We'll be right back. All right, we're back with a few little leftovers here from our conversation. A lot of people are, obviously, this happens way more than we probably want it to. That awkward text or email that you've either sent off about a person, something you've been talking about, maybe you've been talking bad about somebody, and you end up sending it to that person.
I was selling pigs to a guy once. We were texting to set up a time for him to come look at them. We got the time set, and he said he'd be over to look at them. I then received a text 10 minutes later from the same guy that had some, do you want to see this and this and this while I do it?
Oh, my gosh.
This was a big dude, so I was praying he wouldn't show up to look at the pigs. He realized what he did and said, sorry, wrong person, and still showed up to look at the pigs. Didn't buy any. I don't know why he showed up.
What?
I meant to text a coworker about how annoying and overbearing a client was. I never got a response back, but realized after a while that I had sent it to the client.
Oh, man. And thus ended the annual agreement for your client.
I text my friends all the time and say stuff like, I love you, babe, and see you soon, sweetheart. But they are funny and just respond back, love you too. Sadie Lund says, last Christmas, my husband and I were talking about some candy that are a bag of male anatomy.
Okay.
We'll say that.
All right.
We found a funny ad about them, so my husband wanted to send them to a coworker, Greg, saying, I found the perfect Christmas gift for you. Well, he sent it and then realized he actually sent it to his 94-year-old grandma.
Oh.
And she does know how to text. a bag of candy. Yeah.
Well, this is interesting.
I would love these. Very thoughtful. My boss and an ex-coworker had the same name. I was messaging my boss, asking him some questions, and my ex-coworker kept answering my questions. It took a couple of days, and then my ex-coworker finally messaged me and said, why the hell are you asking me? I don't even work there anymore.
Oh. It does go back and forth a couple of times, because you never know. The very first question that comes out or text, you're sitting there going, okay, maybe I should be aware of this, and maybe I'm not. And
yeah.
So you let it go, and so you reply like, well, okay, I'll follow up on that, you know, or something.
Lori Apple, I wrote up and put my assistant, former now, on a PIP plan because she was always on her phone, coming in late, not dressing appropriately, and belittling other staff with passive aggressiveness. I sent a text to the owner of the business, or so I thought it was to him, and I said, well, that went over like a lead balloon. She has the attention span of a gnat, so I don't know if anything really sunk in. My assistant walked in with her phone and said, are you effing serious? You sent it to me, dummy.
Oh, so much
for her staying off her phone and not getting it.
Oh, man.
Wow. Everybody be careful. Safe texting this weekend.
Backfires. Couple of things that you can safely bet on, and that is you could walk away with $224 in the mystery sound that comes up here in about an hour from now. However, we're just going to give you a little hint that you might want to go to the website ahead of time at some point, our Z104 website, and check the sound out. Listen to it over and over again. Maybe you'll be able to figure it out. Maybe you'll be able to get all of the different previous clues, put them together, start forming a process of elimination, and all of the previous guesses as well. It'll all help you out there, and you'll be able to get that money, over $200.
Also, Lady A tonight out at USANA, play ticket tag at 11:40 and 3:40. And if we scrape up any extra tickets, you can be sure we'll give them away on the air as well. So chances to win, and we'll see you out at Lady A tonight. Come and see us and say hi and enter to win some stuff out at the top of the parking lot there where we're going to be. We'd love to see you, and you can also maybe join us for free on the Z.
Halloween time is such a fun time anyway, isn't it? But at Disneyland Resort, when they do everything Halloween, it's an incredible time to go and check it out. Now, you have a chance to win passes, but it's not only those passes, you know, not only good for Halloween, but good for even into next year a little bit. And we're giving away a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets. And we'll be doing that again with the Adventure Stops. We gave one away at 8 o'clock this morning. Jimmer's got one at 11 and 2. And then also CJ this afternoon at 5 o'clock. Keep track of all four of those Adventure Stops. Monday morning, 7:30 a.m., get through as caller Z. You'll be able to score those tickets and also qualify for the big grand prize of the 2-night hotel stay in the Disneyland area as well.
Instant Cash Song of the Day. We played it at 7 a.m. in the 7 a.m. hour. We'll play again in the 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. Still $750 in cash up for grabs today. Win as many times as you can. And we will do that all next week as well. So grab the cash that's flying out the door here at Z104.
Z's going to be out and about all this weekend. Hope you have a chance to stop off wherever we're at. I'm going to be doing a little thing here at Strong VW between 2 and 4 this afternoon. And then we'll be hanging out at the Lady A concert, USANA. Stop by, register to win some, I believe we're giving away some Ned Ledoux tickets, stuff like that. So it'll be fun to see you. If you have a chance to stop on by out there at USANA. And then, of course, Deb's going to be hanging out with CJ tomorrow afternoon at Young Living Family Farms, correct?
Yeah, come and see us. All these events and everything are on our website at z104country.com. Just click on the events calendar, places we're going to be, things that are happening. It's your source for everything that's going on with Z104.
Going to be a beautiful fall weekend here in Utah. It really is. A lot of great football weather in case you're catching some high school or college games, too, over the weekend. But 80 degrees today and 84 tomorrow and 85 on Sunday. My gosh, that is some good leaf peeping weather.
Go leaf
right
peeping. Heck yeah. You.
We'll be back Monday.
Tune in anyway.
This is the end.
Show's over.
Okay. Show's over.
Show's over.
See you next week, everybody.